Yeah.
And I'm sure
well,
he
that means
does.
Just if he comes in tomorrow and he's here tomorrow, just lie about it.
Yeah.
And the same policy for all of us. He'll be under suspicion until we receive a doctor's note.
Absolutely.
Or a note from his parents.
While we wish Godspeed to Buzz, and we really do.
Absolutely.
We hope he's okay. We'll give you as much of a running dialogue of Buzz's condition as we can over all the right. next however long. How much time we have left on the air? Oh, we're in the last hour of the show.
Can I do the news?
No, I think we're going to do the news today, Mike.
Damn it.
Besides, you can't do the news like Buzz. And I think he took, if I'm not mistaken, he took all of his news cards with him, right?
He said he left them behind. He said there's a newscast if you want to do it.
Don't look at me like that.
No, I know you don't want me to do that.
I don't think you want to do it. And I think that would upset Buzz. Yeah. Have you seen his little cards?
No. He's very territorial about him, right?
Where he writes out, like, his one-liners, and he's got, like, he might go to this. You've not seen those?
No.
Probably better. He's driving on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, that won't upset him.
I don't think he needs to hear you going through his news cards.
You know who's going to be calling us? You
know forget it, Dennis.
Who's frantically driving with one hand through traffic right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, we got more time for the Highway Love Connection today. Hello, who's this, please?
Hey.
Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Hold on just a second. Let's see who else. Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Jen.
Hi, Jen. Are you worried about Buzz?
Yes. I hope Buzz feels better.
But you're not so worried you don't want to not play the game, right?
No, I'm
that's
not that worried.
Okay.
We got Stacy and we got Jen.
Yes, we do. And let's see who's on this line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did Beth Ann yell at Buzz? Maybe that's why he's sick.
We're playing a game, sir.
Stop.
Get out of here.
God. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. We don't know that. We're not doctors.
Well, sure we are.
He looked like hell.
He did look sick. He really did look sick.
Poor guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Well, I'm back to Jennifer.
Yes.
And Joe is falling apart today, incidentally, as well.
What is the deal with Joe today?
Joe's only response is that he's stupid today.
He's stupid today.
But it's just today.
That's all. And tomorrow we'll get Friday.
It's just today.
Some of the ladies that may have been communicated with that were told that you can't play the game might actually be able to play the game now.
But anyway, and he puts a line on hold, and then I go to it, and as soon as I go to it, he picks it back up again, and then it's X'd out. So I don't, like this Melissa that's on line three. Joe, how can I pick it up when it's X'd out? Well, never mind. Oh, hold on. Now he does it. Thanks, dummy. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Melissa.
Melissa.
There's three girls. Hold on, Melissa. We'll put you in play in just a second. And right there, Joey, beautiful. We'll keep those three girls. We'll play the game of
Stacy,
three.
Jen, and Melissa.
Beautiful. Let's start with Stacy. Let's see, Stacy, hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Kansas, Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. All right, that means you're playing for the trip to Las Vegas. Courtesy of IndependenceAirFlyEye.com. Stacy, where are you located?
I'm actually at Central and Andover Road.
Oh, very nice.
Like you know where that is in Wichita. Where is that in Wichita?
Well, it's actually Andover that I'm at.
So you're on Andover Road Andover, Kansas.
Yes, I'm in Andover, Kansas.
Is it by a major artery or? Oh, there I go again, thinking about Buzz. Is it by a major roadway?
It would be closest to Kellogg.
But it's Central and Andover. They sound like big roads.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, right. And where are you parked? Do you park somewhere where everybody can see you?
Yes.
Where?
At Presto. It's a convenience store.
Presto. Gotta love that. So you're at the Presto in Andover.
And yes.
What kind of car are you driving, Stacy?
A black Honda Civic.
Right on, baby. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Ooh, good question. I've never thought of it.
Well, you gotta think of it now.
You gotta have an answer.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Oh, come on, please, really? Really, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, I've never thought of that, though.
Are you prepared to sell yourself for 60 seconds?
I could do that.
Okay, right. Honey. Put on those fishnet stockings, and what we want you to do is give your location. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right.
Was it about Buzz?
No.
Oh, was it about...
Yeah.
Okay.
You ass hats, both of you.
Don't blame us.
I won't.
I know what it was about. Don't blame us.
Okay.
What?
Him.
No.
What? I'm over here.
What, because he planted the seed?
Yeah. That's the whole reason I did that.
the seed, however, took roots in your brain, right?
Yes, it did.
So it's like, don't blame the soil.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Just sometimes you say something to somebody and they take a while to react, and that's what happened to me.
So you just saw the resemblance?
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking about someone who works here, just walked by the window. Looks like somebody else.
Oh, Lord.
Too much
looks
fun.
Like somebody else. Like twin brothers of different mothers.
Yes, absolutely.
Stacy?
Yes.
60 seconds, darling. What we want you to do. Hi, Robbie.
I'm sorry to interrupt. That was Buzz. He doesn't have the cell phone, the hotline, so he called me on my cell phone. He's very sorry he threw up next to your car.
Oh, my God.
Is he at home?
He's on his mobile.
Oh, so he's got the thing that Matt had.
Did he get it on my car?
I don't know. Did you just have your car washed? It was like sparkling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, he said next to your car.
How could he throw up next to Don's car? He's next to my car.
Oh, he said he was standing on the hood of your car. No, not really.
No, you know what? That's absolute. Mike's absolutely right, because it's Buzz's spot, then Mike's spot, then my spot.
Maybe he, pursed his lips and threw up in an arc.
Here's the deal, though. He threw up. All is fine. I mean, he might have something for a day or so, but
right. He's
going to be okay.
Was he throwing up blood?
He didn't say.
But if he's throwing up, he doesn't have the diverticulitis.
Yeah, but blood stains.
Do you have his number?
I do.
Cool. Can you call him back on the inside line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And while you're doing Stacy.
Yes.
Stacy's in Andover, Wichita, and
Andover, Kansas.
Andover, Kansas, and she's ready to sell herself.
And we've got these other two girls. If you'll please stay on hold. Boy, that sounds desperate, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
John and Kurt Melissa, we'll come back to you. We got to do commercials here. We got to talk to Buzz. I want to give Stacy her minute to sell herself.
It's ringing.
How you doing? Okay. All right. Hold on there, Stacy. Hello there.
Okay.
Check in with Buzz.
Jesus, I hope there's not some crap virus. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
So you don't have to worry about the diverticulitis anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it is just that bad food. All those carrots. Buzz told me he had 8,000 carrots today.
Really?
Yeah, it's mostly what we're getting back is water, however. But the reason it's next to your car, Don, instead of Mike's, is because as I was driving out of the parking garage, I had that feeling, and so I stopped the car and opened the door, and so it's really closer to your car.
Is it on my car?
No, I don't think I got any on your
car. So you think really the whole big scare about anything, you're going to be okay then, right?
Yeah, I think eventually, yeah. I mean, I still have the stomach pains, but I think that helps.
Okay, well, get better, Buzz.
I keep remembering the time. What is that? Is that your phone, Stacy?
Yeah, I got a new voicemail. Sorry. That's my BlackBerry.
I remember the time, Buzz, didn't you used to carry a big Ziploc bag in your car? Didn't one time you throw up, Buzz, into a big baggie?
I have, yeah. I don't know where the bag is.
Okay.
And since I was not moving at high speeds, it was just as easy to throw up on the
all
door.
Right. Are you in your driveway now?
Not quite, but just a few feet away.
Okay. Stacy, maybe this will make you feel better, Buzz. Stacy, say hi to Buzz.
Buzz, I hope you get better.
Thank you, Stacy. That's very nice.
See, I think we ought to let him go.
Yeah, oh, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, Buzz, you can go.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later. I'm sorry.
Get well. Bye. Get well.
It doesn't sound good.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Hey, Buzz? Can you bring in $15 tomorrow?
$15?
Well, tell him what you cost me to get my car washed today.
Over the car wash? I think it'll be fine, but I'll have the $15.
Okay, thank you.
Just in case.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, thank you, man.
Get well,
bye-bye.
Pal.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I want to find out whether Matt had that thing. I want to find out if there's a killer virus from hell going around here.
Sure, he'll be glad to come on the phone with us.
Jesus.
Stacy?
Yes?
Here's your 1 minute to sell yourself. Are you ready? Don't forget, we need your exact location.
Good luck.
The type of car you're driving and the type of guy you're looking for. 60 seconds starts now. Go.
I'm in Andover, Kansas. I'm 22 years old. I drive a black Civic. I'm a blonde, 5'4", educated girl. I love football and baseball, going to the lake. I love comedy movies and motorcycles. I'm looking for a guy that's tough, that loves to be sensitive and loves to just have a good time, drink beers.
I have only one thought, though.
That might.
It's a shame I don't live in Kansas.
I want to win my trip to Vegas. I like to go play craps. 6 and 8.
That's what Buzz is playing today.
I don't know. Then that's about it, really.
Now, what man wouldn't be driving his car to you at a breakneck speed? You have 15 seconds left, Stacey. You might want to give your location and the type of car you're in. One more time, please.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, we can't repeat it. We had instructions for you.
Where are you at and what kind of car?
I am in a black Honda Civic.
Thank you, Stacey. You ran out of time.
All right, hold on, Stacey. We'll come back to you. You're in Andover, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, sit tight and let's see what happens, okay, Stacey?
All right.
Okay, hold on, honey. Hold on a second.
I don't know what it is about her. I really don't.
Let me check. Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We're running too late. We'll come right back to you first after the break. Hold on. Let's see. How about Melissa? Melissa?
Sweet Melissa.
Hi.
Okay.
I lied. It's my birthday, and I wanted you to spank my naughty hands.
Okay, we'll spank your naughty hand when we come back.
You promise?
Yes. Spank, your naughty.
Spank your naughty hand?
Don't you know where her naughty hand goes? Doesn't your naughty hand go to Daisy Town?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
The naughty hand.
Oh, the naughty hand.
Stinky pinky.
Oh.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, the apples. If Buzz was here, we'd be doing news and comments. Brought to you by Veramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
And I'd like to send out this to my favorite employee at WJFK.
Mike, hold on, I have to say it.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Veramax number one because it works, 1-888 try VMAX.
Sorry, I got a little overeager.
Who's that?
Lady Madonna.
Oh, yeah. All right, Madonna from our sales department.
Thank you.
Highway Love Connection time.
She knows it's from the heart.
Here is Chris from Kansas. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm at the Presto at Central and Andover Road in Andover, Kansas, and there is no little black Honda Accord.
All right, hold on. Let's see if we can merge these phone lines together. Here is Stacy. Stacy.
What?
Did you say what?
I said yes.
Yes, Stacy. On the telephone is Chris, who says he's at your location. Mike, you don't have to mouth it. You can say it.
No, I don't. Stacy, the guy's saying you're not there.
Well, I just left there for 5 seconds to come to the bank.
Well, then why don't you go ahead and say it, bitch?
Oh, so she's at the bank.
You mean you left the... So you moved from your location?
Well, yeah, just real quick, and I was going back since you guys were on a 10-minute break.
Yeah, but honey, you were supposed to find the goddamn...